Japanese filmmaker, screenwriter, action star, and one-time comedian Takeshi Kitano usually makes contemporary gangster movies, but for his latest project, The Blind Swordsman, Zatoichi, the filmmaker has reached back into the past. Bob Mondello says Kitano's protagonist hails from the 1960s and his plot from the 19th century.
For almost 40 years, Zatoichi has been a pop hero to reckon with in Japan. A blind masseur, who is also a master swordsman, he's been the subject of 26 movies and a long-running TV series. But you needn't be familiar with the character to get the drift of his new movie pretty quickly. In the opening shot, he's sitting on the side of a dirt road. It's the 1800s, and a dozen thugs are about to attack him, foolishly assuming that because he's blind, he's unaware of where they are. With Zatoichi, one should never assume anything. One by one, the thugs meet Zatoichi's sword, which was hidden in his cane, and with just a few quick swooshes, roughly one to a customer, he dispatches them all before walking calmly down the road. Preposterous, of course, but with little comic flourishes mixed in with computer-generated splashes of cartoon blood, it's surprisingly engaging. Director Takeshi Kitano plays the blind swordsman as a sort of Japanese Charlie Chaplin, with eyes closed and head cocked slightly to the side. Without sight, he must use his other senses to scope out the world around him. Too bad he can't see it, because it's nothing if not colorful, peopled by hapless gangsters who make the mistake of underestimating him. A fat teenager who's practicing to be a samurai mostly by running around screaming. A pair of geishas, one of whom is a cross-dresser, who are bent on vengeance. And dealers in a gambling den who are surprised to discover that Zatoichi can hear whether a roll of the dice is odd or even. Also that he doesn't like being cheated. What Zatoichi hears, Kitano makes sure we hear too, whether it's the rhythms of workers in a field, whose hoeing turns into a percussion solo as he walks by, or the pitter-patter of a rainstorm, or a town festival in which 100 villagers in wooden clogs do a Busby Berkeley-style tap dance. What's a tap dance doing in a samurai picture? Well, the director intercuts it with Zatoichi's big sword fight, and darned if it doesn't fit in just fine with the film's other weirdnesses. The goings-on are so entertainingly out there that many observers think that even with subtitles, the blind swordsman Zatoichi will attract the Kill Bill audience, or at the very least, introduce mainstream America to an eccentric director and star who's already been embraced by the arthouse crowd. With Kitano giving sparkling new life to a grand old movie franchise, it just might happen, and it doesn't take the sharpened perceptions of a blind swordsman to sense that. I'm Bob Mondello.